Following a soft opening last Sunday, Clyde owner Rick Kinney was joined by city officials and financial stakeholders in the project to officially cut the ribbon earlier this week. One of those stakeholders was Sweetwater. Chuck and Lisa Surak committed $9 million to the project, not only to preserve the building's original design, but also transform it into a state-of-the-art modern music venue. Surak says nearly $2 million was invested in adding new sound and lighting systems, as well as a dressing room and loading dock for an artist and their crew.
These things will encourage even bigger acts from all around the world to want to come play at the Clyde Theater once the word gets out.
And that has already begun. In just May alone, the Clyde will host metal bands Stone Sour, Anthrax, and Ghost BC. Later this summer, they will welcome the Flaming Lips back to Fort Wayne, along with Fits and the Tantrums, Mastodon and Dinosaur Jr., and many more. Kinney called the grand opening of the Clyde the, quote, happiest day of his life, but noted the importance of being good stewards to the city and the neighborhood.
With everybody that has come to support this project, I think it's very important to thank the neighbors and also remind the neighbors that we're here for you.
Alternative band The Used will perform at the Clyde Saturday night, with Stone Sour due up next on Wednesday, May 16th. For WBOI News, I'm Zach Bernard.